Welcome to On Texas Football Special Edition. I'm Bobby Burton, joined by Jerry Hamilton, sponsored by Allegiant Digital Marketing, our friends there in Austin. Hey, Jerry, before we get into this special episode, which is going to be about defensive tackle recruiting, because we've gotten a ton of questions, whether it's been in the live stream chats, on the message boards, et cetera, a lot of questions about defensive tackle recruiting, and I want to go in depth there with you. Let's take a second, because earlier today, I literally just minutes ago, the Longhorns announcing that they have let go of eight-year baseball coach David Pierce, has been fired or let go by the University of Texas. Chris Del Conte commenting on it briefly. The Longhorns now officially in search for a baseball coach. Could one of them be coaching, or both of them potentially be coaching in tonight's World Series, College World Series National Championship game, winner take all? Texas A&M's Jim Schlossnagel, Tennessee's Tony Vitello, both of them with Texas ties, and both of them guys that know Chris Del Conte, by
yes.
the way,
yes.
from their time at TCU.
Look, so, I don't have a crystal ball, but the next head coach at Texas has to be coaching tonight. Else they would have already announced the coach and they'd have done this long ago.
Yeah, maybe so. And it'll be just in the nick of time because the transfer window portal and all that stuff getting ready to close. So if they can get it done this week, Del Conte's got some work ahead of him. But we'll see how it goes. He started today by letting go of David Pierce, a good man, but just didn't get the job done to the Longhorns' liking. Although he did go to three College World Series in 8 years. Not exactly bad.
It's just been trending the wrong direction the last three.
Yep. All right. Let's go with defensive tackle recruiting. Okay, Jerry, this is where I think you and I wanted to have a deeper conversation about it. We think that it's a situation where it deserves some more TLC, for better or worse. I want to start by setting the board. And I want to set the board in the idea, and I'm talking about the recruiting board from 1 week ago, versus what it looks like today, because I think some things have changed that have either cause for concern or more clarity coming into picture. So a week ago today, Texas was in on and had a commitment from Brandon Brown, but it was a tenuous commitment. He's out of Ogallala, Florida. Josiah Sharma out of Folsom, California was a big one. Texas had just had him in for an official visit. Kevin Wynn, a defensive lineman out of Georgia, had just been in for a visit. Myron Charles, a defensive lineman out of Port Charlotte, Florida, had just been in for an official visit. Those four seemed to be the guys that Texas was really focusing on.
No doubt.
Then you had some guys in state. Zion Williams out of Lufkin. DJ Sanders out of Belleville. And then Texas also considered bringing in Chase Sims out of Richmond Randall. Okay, now let's go forward into now what we know is happening this week. There is some clarity, and is there cause for concern? We don't know, but where does Texas stand and who is officially still on the board? My understanding, Zion Williams did not make his visit.
Right.
We know that. So he's gone to LSU. Kevin Wynn visited FSU over the weekend, and he is telling folks publicly and privately, it's very likely FSU.
Yeah.
So that takes two off the board. That leaves us with, go down the list and give your take on who's left on the board truly right now for Texas.
Yeah, let's start with Brandon Brown, because obviously he's been a longtime Texas commitment. LSU is considered the competition. He was at Oklahoma last week, and these kids have great visits. When they're highly ranked prospects like that, him and his mom are on campus at Oklahoma. He had a great visit to Oklahoma there. You see Brandon Brown from Egalley in the Melbourne area. I think it's Texas LSU. The question is, how much did Oklahoma, while they would love to get Brandon Brown, how much at the same time did they try to hurt the Longhorns last weekend, right? I mean, I think that's the question. Tennessee, Rodney Garner also in there swinging away. But headed in the last weekend, it was expected to be Texas or LSU. I think Brandon Brown likes the idea of playing at Texas. I think within that family, there's been a couple of people that were still really liked Bo Davis and that longstanding relationship and belief in their son when he was a little younger, maybe. So we'll see where that goes. I think Brandon will have a final decision here in the next 2 weeks.
In the next 2 weeks, and that would be big because, look, Texas needs to know some of this. It's getting to that point. The other big – a couple other big-name guys that are both out-of-state prospects, Josiah Sharma is the next one I want you to talk about because – you've actually made some comments about him, Jerry, that you feel like he's as talented as one of the Longhorns' all-time greats.
Yeah, I think there's some Sean Rogers in this kid. I really do. Just from a athletic standpoint, combined with his frame standpoint and where he could go, he's a kid who's 6'4" and a half, around 320 pounds, 350 and 320 pounds right now. But he's got that explosive quickness, that first and second step quickness, and big frame, long arm, big bone kid. But he's an athlete with size and really twitchy for that size, let's say. So it's an interesting one. You know, it was Texas, Alabama. What we've always said about Alabama with Sharma for the past few weeks was, you know, look, he was committed to Washington. Kalen DeBoer and the GM of football, Courtney Morgan. Both those guys are at Alabama now. He was committed to Washington, and they were at Washington, obviously. He's been on campus three or four times in Tuscaloosa since Kalen DeBoer and Courtney Morgan got to Alabama, since they made that move. So it's always been that's going to be the toughest call for him to make if he doesn't go to Alabama is Courtney Morgan, not Kalen DeBoer. Courtney Morgan, the GM of Alabama football. That's who's had the longstanding relationship with Sharma. So then – Sharma did take an official visit to Washington in April, but that's not really happening. Then he went to Texas the 7th through 9th. Then he went to Oregon the 14th through 16th. Uncle Phil got involved. And so Oregon, the Fighting Nikes are involved there with Josiah Sharma. I think that Oregon's hopeful, but I think Texas and Alabama think they both have a legitimate shot here. We'll see that would if Oregon could pull an upset. But I maintain the same on this. I think Texas has a legitimate shot at Josiah Sharma. But I maintain this. The toughest the call he'll have to make if it's not Alabama is he's got to call Courtney Morgan. And if that call takes place, then I feel pretty good about Texas' chances long term.
Got it. That would be a big piece to this puzzle because he's, in your opinion, he's one of the better defensive linemen in the country.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, look, Alabama, when Kalen DeBoer and Courtney Morgan went from Washington to Alabama, think about all the defensive linemen in the Deep South and that he's still one of the top two or three that they're going after tells you how good they think he is. And they've seen him a lot. Johnny Nansen gets to Texas, and that's the first D lineman he brings to Texas is Josiah Sharma. Georgia offered, right? Everybody's offered Sharma. Oregon keeps fighting and fighting and fighting to get a visit. That tells you the talent level of this kid.
Got it. Before we get to the next guy who you kind of brought onto the scene for Texas fans and made sure everybody knew about him, I want to tell you guys about one of our key sponsors here at On Texas Football, and that is Allegiant Digital Marketing. Allegiant Digital Marketing led by 25-plus years CEO and founder Chad Markham, a UT grad and instructor of the Digital Marketing Boot Camp here at UT Austin. He's helped thousands of businesses overcome multiple challenges that lay in the way of you being the best business you can be from a marketing perspective. Take advantage of their Hook 'em Horn special and save up to $2,500 in advertising. Visit AllegiantDigital.com/OnTexasFootball to learn more. That's AllegiantDigital.com/OnTexasFootball.com. We appreciate you and everything you do for us, Chad and group. All right, Jerry, the next player that I think deserves mention, one that you really, like I said, brought onto the scene for Texas fans to really know, and it sounds like Texas is in a little bit of a hand-to-hand, mano-a-mano battle right now. Myron Charles, a big, long guy out of Port Charlotte, Florida. He visited Florida State over the weekend, of course, visited Texas the weekend before.
Yeah, it's a very interesting recruitment because FSU's been supremely confident for months. And even inside the state headed into the spring, even if you talk to people in our business that maybe cover Florida and Miami, they're like, yeah, and it's probably going to FSU's way, right? Then, you know, Kenny Baker, Jeff Banks, both involved in this recruitment, go down and see Charles in May. And then people kind of start, yeah, I mean, FSU's competition is actually probably going to be Texas for this kid. And then he makes the visit to Texas the same weekend as Josiah Sharma, June 7th through 9th. And coming out of that visit, we continue to hear the same thing. Yeah, FSU's got a battle on their hands with Texas for Josiah, for Myron Charles. And that's not coming from a Texas perspective. That was all perspectives at that point. Even coming out of the Miami visit two weekends ago, I think some Miami thought was, man, FSU's battling Texas here for this one. We're running third. Then he visits FSU over the weekend. And, you know, coming out of the weekend, it's all Javion Hilson. He's going to stick with FSU. Kevin Wynn looks like he's going to FSU. Well, Myron Charles, that may be more of a fight than originally thought. So the kind of the messaging's a little different there. And what we're hearing behind the scenes, which is important as anything, is that Texas it still feels like they're in the fight for Myron Charles. So, a July decision. These decisions are all going to come fast and furious here after thinking about all this for a week or so. But I think FSU's got a little fight from Texas still on Myron Charles. And that one's a big one because Texas wants to sign four D linemen. So the only way you're going to do that is keep Brandon Brown in the boat, win out for the next guy we're talking about, and have to domino here on Sharman Charles. That's a big chore in front of Kenny Baker and Steve Sarkisian. Myron Charles, I think, could be the key to that.
Gotcha. All right. Next guy, and you mentioned the next guy that you think they need a domino on. DJ Sanders, defensive lineman out of Belleville in Texas. Obviously, Texas A&M, Michigan also involved. He visited Texas over the weekend. Jerry, I know you heard some very positive things for him.
Yeah, I have. And I think a decision there, you know, first week or so in July. I think he'll have a decision by then, certainly before his senior season. But it feels like Texas is pushing harder than A&M. Texas and Michigan's kind of where this one's coming down to. And I think Texas had a great visit with the entire family, all the immediate family of DJ Sanders. Obviously, when you get grandparents and parents involved, they'd rather the kids stay close to home than go to Michigan where he does have family. So I think Texas is working from a position of strength with the decision here coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Okay. So that gives us four guys, right? And that's part of the question that everybody has. If a week ago I set this board with you, I mentioned seven names: Brown, Sharma, Wynn, Myron Charles, Zion Williams, DJ Sanders, and possibly even Chase Sims. Today I'm sitting here setting this board with you, and there's really only four names. Now, maybe they go back in on Zion Williams and try to get him for an official visit, but you know, if they want four, They got to get all these guys, and I don't know that there's a single one that you would say Texas, other than DJ Sanders, that you'd say Texas is a 75%+ chance of landing.
Agree.
You agree with that?
Yeah, I agree. They're big national battles. I mean, Brandon Brown, just think about it. It's Texas, it's LSU, it's Tennessee, and it's Oklahoma. Just think about who the D-line coaches are in that recruitment, who Texas is battling. Bo Davis, Rodney Garner, Todd Bates. That's a big league recruiting battle. Myron Charles, a kid out of Port Charlotte who's taken only in-state visits other than Texas. So there's that. And so Texas sitting there battling. FSU has been a longtime favorite, plus Mario Cristobal in Miami. Gloria Stefan, the whole thing down there, right? I mean, there's the battle. And then you go to Josiah Sharma, Alabama, Texas, Oregon. These are big national battles Texas in. If they go 3-for-3, our chats suddenly go from doom and gloom to, oh my gosh, these guys are going to crush it in D-line recruiting every class now. It's amazing how much this can change, but what's in front of this Texas staff is three true national battles at D-line, and they're all in different parts of the country. You have one in Northern California. You have one kid in Eagle in Melbourne, Florida, and then you have Myron Charles on the other coast in Port Charlotte. None of them in Texas.
Right, except for DJ Sanders, who we think is leaning to Texas, but Sanders may not be. You've talked about him as more of a developmental prospect versus Brown, Sharma, and Charles, who are guys a little bit more ready to go, maybe, as well. All right, so where did Texas make a mistake in this process for you? They're not really throwing in the towel on Zion Williams, although he's going to commit to LSU on July 4th. Do they need more guys to be in on here, or what really happened?
Yeah, I think the Zion Williams one, it kind of that hurts from your plans. You know, I think they took a shot on Kevin Wynn, which I think was the smart thing to do. So because I think Kevin Wynn had legitimate interest in Texas, and you had to bring him on campus if you thought he was one of the best in the country. I think what'll be interesting here is a Chase Sims, Derry Norris out of Spruce Creek, who I know Texas liked a lot. I think he commits to Miami in late June. Chase Sims will be interesting. He was at A&M last week. And can you actually go back in on one of these guys during the season? That's the question. Is it's not like these guys are committing to a Baylor and UCF and you can reevaluate and go back in. These guys are committing to major universities. Whether Chase ends up at A&M or you know, maybe Texas Tech or TCU, it's a little bit different game. So it's really going to come down to the next couple of weeks, Bobby. I mean, do I think Texas should have brought in more guys? Probably, so you stay in the game. But then again, if just the three we mentioned plus DJ Sanders, if they can walk away three of those guys, you're pretty happy.
Got it. Yeah, it's just that my issue here is it's wait and see.
Yeah. You know,
does Oregon or Alabama really make a dent with Josiah Sharman? Is he willing to go away from Alabama to go to Texas? Myron Charles, again, Florida State, longtime leader. Is he willing to go away from that and go to Texas? And then Brandon Brown, is he willing to stick with Texas after Bo Davis leaves and takes the job at LSU?
Yeah.
And so none of those are easy walks in the park recruiting.
Yeah.
And so that's where I'm kind of looking at it, sitting here saying, man, I guess it's unfortunate Texas didn't like, or the quality of defensive linemen in the state of Texas maybe wasn't as high as they would have hoped out of the gate, because then you would have some more intuitive recruitments or some more easy recruitments that are right out of the gate.
Well, I want to say this. I think it's a great point, Bobby, and I want to add to this. That's the way it's going to be every year, because Texas is not currently producing D linemen in numbers compared to the talent level around the country, especially in the Southeast. So this is going to be an annual thing. There may be two or three guys in the state of Texas. Maybe there's a great class and there's five in one class. But that seems to be happening in Georgia almost every year, right? That's not really happening in Texas. So this is going to be an annual thing for Texas fans to get accustomed to in D-line recruiting. You're headed east, and that doesn't mean California won't have a guy or two like a Sharma. And if they do, Johnny Nansen will do a great job getting that kid to campus for Texas. But you're literally the depth of talent in your program is going to be dependent on recruiting Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, and the D-line position. That's what it's going to come down to in the future, if you ask me.
All right. I got a question for you here, because a lot of people have asked this. Bo Davis, Kenny Baker. Bo Davis, obviously the former defensive line coach at Texas, now at LSU. Kenny Baker, now new on the job at the University of Texas. How do you think this – it's clear that Bo Davis's move to LSU has muddied the waters for the Longhorns. He had multi-year relationships with several of these players, two in particular, Brandon Brown and Zion Williams, right? Where is that in your thinking, and how has that made you think differently? As well as, how do you think Kenny Baker, the new D-line coach at the University of Texas, is doing responding to that overall?
Yeah, I think Kenny Baker's doing a good job just talking to kids, talking to people. I think he's doing a really good job. I think he's a very good football coach. He came from the NFL. So this 25 class, it was going to be lighter on relationship building for him. So that, I think, is why you see Jeff Banks being more a part of Myron Charles recruitment, because he has connections in that area from his time at Alabama, right? So I think that's kind of the thing, is some assists in this 25 class, but that 26 class, Kenny Baker's going to have time for those kids to get to know him. Plus, he's also going to have a product on the field this year at Texas. So his product on the field is Miami Dolphins as a D-line assistant, right, that last year. So before that, it's Western Kentucky. So this, we've talked about this when Kenny was hired. This was his first go-round in national recruitments. So it's not an he doesn't have the on the field to talk about. He didn't have the year plus long relationships. I think you're going to see that kind of take part for Kenny Baker in 26 and 27. This 25 class, I think, is important to get some assists from some assistants on the Texas staff that have some connections in the area. Johnny Nansen, obviously at Folsom with Sharma. Jeff Banks in that southwest corridor of Florida with Port Charlotte and Myron Charles. Obviously, Brandon Brown, before Kenny Baker was even hired, Sark, Jeff Banks, Tashard Choice all went to Melbourne to see Brandon Baker. So I think that's the difference to see Brandon Brown. Kenny Baker got it to Texas late, so he's trying to establish these relationships. So the guys that have relationships in the area, he needs help from in this class. I think you'll see Kenny Baker really develop relationships in 26 and 27 with time. On Bo Davis, look, I think that's just the natural part of it because Bo Davis went to a school close to Texas. If Bo Davis had gone to Florida, maybe that would have helped with Brandon Brown, but it wouldn't have helped with Zion Williams. I think the fact that he went to LSU from Texas is what makes this more interesting and muddies the water for Texas. It's where he went because Zion Williams is 3 hours away, right? 3.5 hours away. Brandon Brown had already been on campus at LSU once before prior to Bo Davis going there. So there's familiarity with Bo, where Bo went with these kids, and it was closer to home for Zion Williams. So that's what will be interesting. And I'll tell you this, what's always interesting, let's maintain this, Bobby, and keep saying this, even on Zion Williams, you know, somebody's going to muddy that waters for Bo here nearing July 4th. Is it A&M? Is it TCU? I don't think so. I think he's going to play in the SEC. Could A&M make it tougher on Bo since Zion didn't come visit Texas? But we think Texas will try to hang around the rim on Zion this season. We'll see. But that all depends on how many of these four guys Texas gets in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think that's legitimately the issue, right? Is what they're – and I like the idea how you placed it because Zion Williams wouldn't be considering Florida. If Bo Davis would have went there. It's the proximity that has that to do with it. And then Brandon Brown being the other one that he was on first. So it's a little combo there. And I do agree with you that Kenny Baker needs a year to actually get into the flow of it. That just happens because recruiting is so sped up nowadays. Yes. It's almost over before he even steps on campus. So with that being said, that puts more pressure on Steve Sarkisian.
Yes.
To actually make up the difference because he's the one that had the coaching staff turnover. So he has to bring in these guys, Brown, Sharma, and Myron Charles, and then DJ Sanders as well. Look, if Texas, I'll be blunt. If Texas were to get two of Brown, Sharma, and Charles, you'd probably call it a very strong class along with DJ Sanders. If Texas were somehow to get all three, you're looking at an unbelievable defensive line class.
Right.
However, if Texas gets one, is that enough? No. If Texas gets zero, then it's an uh-oh moment.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's at stake right now and why we're going over this and talking about it like we are, Jerry.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I mean, these next 2 weeks are huge at that position. I know we're talking about D-line, and I'm sure we'll do the same thing at defensive backs. Huge couple of weeks at those positions for Texas.
All right, that's going to do it for today's episode of The Roundup with Jerry Hamilton and talking about defensive tackle recruiting. I want to say thank you to our sponsor once again. That is AllegiantDigitalMarketing.com. Are you a business owner who struggles with the following? Finding new customers, consistent leads, finding marketing services to promote your business that actually work. Founder and CEO Chad Markham with the Allegiant Digital Marketing team, an Austin-based ad agency, has helped thousands of business owners just like you over the past 25 years conquer these same challenges. So if you're ready to start making money in your business, grow with confidence, visit AllegiantDigital.com/OnTexasFootball and get a free marketing plan. Plus, you can save up to $2,500 in advertising with their Hook'em Horns special today. Jerry, thanks again for joining us. Thanks to Chad and his team at Allegiant Digital Marketing for making this possible. And thanks to all of you out there listening, whether it's on podcast or via YouTube. Jerry, thanks again, buddy. We'll see you again this afternoon. I know you got Talking Ball. We're also got all of our stuff coming right now on ontexasfootball.com, where frankly, the news, I can't keep up with it. It's happening so fast, but this defensive tackle class is important for the future of Texas football. Yes. So I'm glad we spent some time on it today.